It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in Austin, Texas. It would not be an exaggeration to say that the nerd population has skyrocketed since we've been here in the Texas capital. Even when South by Southwest Interactive is not underway, Austin and its surroundings are techie. Google Fiber is laying cable. Michael Dell and company are thinking about the future of server farms. HP, Apple, Intel, even gaming company Blizzard Entertainment all have a presence here. And if you ask John Maeda, all of those companies and much newer ones are about to get more serious about hiring designers. Maeda is the former head of the Rhode Island School of Design and now a design partner with Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield & Byers. He's here this week representing KCPB. It's one of the best-known venture capital firms in Silicon Valley. But also, he's here to push an idea that in 2015, companies need more designers, and designers need more time. I found Maeda in a hotel lobby typing like mad on a Mac laptop he'd covered in squiggly lines of magic marker. He was getting ready for a presentation about how design in the tech world is ascending, even as computing power and other more techie parts of the business slow down. I asked him first if it was true that in 1984, his parents sent him to join the PC masses of MIT students with a Mac.
Sure did. Brought a Macintosh to MIT and people made fun of me.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were a weirdo?
At MIT, we're all weirdos, so that's okay. It's the fact that the Mac didn't look like a computer. It had pictures on it.
How did that piece of technology influence your approach to design?
I remember the time I first touched a Mac, and it was so much faster at graphics processing. I could draw an ellipse. Drawing ellipse used to take, like, you know, like you'd just sit in there and draw that ellipse. On the Mac, it was flowing with you.
In your role at Kleiner Perkins, you work with companies to build and design from the beginning. At what point in that process do people start to notice good design?
People's first notion of design is it's that pretty stuff. And if you're there, I have to get them out of that. It's about taking an idea and giving it a system behind it. Because design doesn't happen by buying a part. It happens by having people who can design.
Is there a design solution for the tech industry's diversity problem?
Well, it's a systems problem, really. The question is, how do you design the system to enable people from different backgrounds to participate?
How do you do that?
Well, let me give an example. Like when you recruit for a more diverse student base, you forget that a diverse population will not stay on your campus if there aren't more role models like themselves. I would argue often at MIT, even at RISD, like we need more people, more faculty, more people around to role model for. So that's a systems approach.
What's a piece of technology that you really enjoy using, that you interact with, and you just really appreciate the design of, that's not a laptop, a smartphone?
Well, anything we use with our hands is going to feel good. You know, like a spoon or chopsticks or our glasses. Why do they feel so good? We've spent hundreds of years improving those.
Or thousands.
In some cases, thousands, exactly. So when we think the technology is hard to use, we have to remember it's like a decade's worth of experimentation. So it's going to get better. It'll take time.
What role do you feel like design plays in getting people to adopt new technology, something that people might even be a little bit skeptical of?
Technology, by nature, we fear because it's hard to do something new. It's easier for younger people because they don't know they're going to die. Well, older people are like, I'm just so done with that. I'd rather have fun instead of figuring that new thing out, right? Young people, who cares, right? So design helps to bridge that gap. It makes it more interesting. But I want to caution because design that's just about desire, the wow, is not enough. My friend who designs for Muji, the brand Muji in Japan, talks about how he designs for what's called the after wow effect. The after wow is you've bought it, you bring it home, you've had it for a month, you're sitting there and saying, wow, that's really awesome.
How does one create that? I mean, what's he doing?
I'm glad you asked that question. It takes time. And taking time is what is so difficult in the tech industry, which moves so fast.
What are the tensions of that working in a VC firm?
A lot of my role is to create time for people. To be able to advocate for, hey, you know, this design needs more time, or this design team is sort of really getting there, so let's support that, which I find is important.
John Maeda is the former president of RISD. He's also now a design partner at the venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers. John, thank you.
Thank you.
A couple of tech headlines from this week. It sounds like Apple might be working on a special streaming cable bundle service this year for cord cutters. The rumored iTunes service could cost $30 a month and offer lots of material from major networks, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. And Pinterest, that social network service that lets you bookmark stuff that you might want to buy or make at a later date, is now perhaps worth $11 billion. The company's latest round of funding moves it further up the list of tech unicorns, companies that are still private but worth over a billion. The song you were just hearing is from one of my favorite albums of the year, Run the Jewels 2. The song's called Love Again, and the rap duo just played here in Austin at the Spotify House. During the performance, performers Killa Mike and LP were inexplicably rushed and attacked by a spectator. The incident went up on all the blogs soon afterwards. No one was seriously injured, but at an event like South By, where there's lots of competition for attention, you have to wonder if all news is good news. Hey, I'm talking about it right now. All right, I will cop to this. I started our show with a nerd joke, and most people in the tech world do not appreciate nerd jokes unless they're done right. For my money, one of the TV shows that does nerd jokes right is Silicon Valley on HBO. The show's second season starts on April 12th, and you will be shocked to learn that, yes, the show's star Thomas Middleditch was walking the streets of downtown Austin this week. Our digital producer Tobin Lowe caught him in the act and asked him what he thinks his show gets right about tech culture.
I think for a while, nerd TV and nerdy movies even have kind of been like nerd minstrel shows in a way. It's like, hello, I'm a nerdy. And for people especially who like work in tech, for example, and are labeled nerds, they're all like, we're not really like that. And I think not only are we not playing that, but we do a lot of research. I mean, this is hats off to the writers and a tech consultant that we have and people we reach out to make sure that at least our theoretical math is pretty on point. And we hope to have some credibility so that when we send it up a little or exaggerate it for some comedy, it's earned a little.
There is a longer and even funnier bit of commentary from Middleditch. You can find that today at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'll be signing off for a few days to soak up the festival's music, but you will be in the capable hands of Adrian Hill and Noel King, and we'll be giving you a little more Texas this week. Keep an ear out. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.